Now we're holding on your Gimel Amud Beis 10 lines from the bottom by the two dots. We've been talking about all the dinim of Ibn Hashanah and a little bit about Kiddush HaChodesh, which Beis Din has to do. And so we were talking about the criteria that they can use to determine whether there's going to be a leap year. And we examine in detail the whole story where Chizkiyahu had to do something because there were many Jews who weren't Tohar yet, and not all the Kohanim were Tohar, and so forth. So as we said, according to most Tanoim, we said he declared a leap year, and then there's machlokes whether what he did was correct or not. Interestingly, in the in Psachim, the so one thing we mentioned in this connection was that according to one opinion, what he did wrong was to declare a leap year in Nisan, and we said what it meant was really he did it on the 30th of Adar, which Shmuel had said that conceivably could be Nisan. So in fact, in Psachim, there's a brisa over there, and in printed Mishnayos is actually printed as one of the Mishnayos where the Chachamim of his time is disapproved. It's one of the three things that from one of the three controversial things, one of six controversial things that Chizkiyahu did, three of which the Chachamim agreed with and three not, and one of them that they didn't agree with was this Ibar Nisan Menisan, that he made a leap year when it was already Nisan, and was saying not actually Nisan, he knew better than that, but rather when it was the 30th of Adar. But we had several other opinions what it was that he did wrong. Was it because he declared a leap year because of Tumah and you're not supposed to do that? Is it that B'dieved such a thing is fine, but he actually told them to make Pesach Sheni, and we went through that whole discussion. So
Is a king allowed to overtake a decision of the Beis Din? I mean, it
So
doesn't make much
it's
sense,
not
doesn't it?
overriding the decision of the Beis Din. Chizkiyahu himself was an enormous Talmid Chacham, and he could serve as the head of the Beis Din, or at least as the head of the panel of Beis Din that's going to decide these things. Mind you, by the way, there is actually a Gemara elsewhere that says that a king usually shouldn't be involved in the decision whether to make a leap year, because as a king, he has fiscal reasons in terms of paying his army, in terms of planning his military campaigns or whatever, that he might want to manipulate the calendar for that. So ordinarily a king wouldn't, but here Chizkiyahu was figuring he as the king, and then as the Rambam puts it, he's the heart of the Jewish people, that it's important that after all these years with Ochaz and as Avodah Zarah, and with the Avodah Zarah in the kingdom of the Aseret HaShvatim, it's important to have a Pesach where as many people as possible can participate. So as the head of a Beis Din, maybe not the head of the national Sanhedrin, but at least as somebody who's qualified to serve on it, then he figured that under these circumstances we have to do it. The other Chachamim of his times disagreed with him. That's fine. But then now we're saying was what he did valid b'dieved. But no, the point is he's doing it not so much, he's doing it in his capacity as king, but he's also doing it in his capacity as one of the great Chachamim of the generation who was responsible for the moral fiber of the Jewish people.
There was no separation of powers, apparently.
No, apparently not. There doesn't have to necessarily be in halacha. You think about it, in later generations, the Nasi is in place of the king. In effect, you were talking about the Nasi came into existence at a time when the Jews are being ruled over by foreign powers, by the Greeks or whatever. But still, to all intents and purposes, as we learned previously on Daf Hey, he had some of the powers of a king, and he's also the head of the Sanhedrin. Yeah, no, in halacha, you don't have to have separation of powers necessarily. All right, anyway, let's go on. So the Gemara says Gufa. So getting back to what we said before, Omer Shmuel, Ein Ma'abrinas Hashanah B'yom Shloshim Shel Adar. We don't declare a leap year, 10 lines from the bottom on your base on the base. We don't declare a leap year on the 30th of Adar, Hoyover Roy Lekoive Nisan, because that day conceivably could have been made Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because after all, Adar could have 29 days, and the 30th would be Aleph Nisan, and that would be too late to make the leap year already. Well, the question is Ibruha Mai. Well, what happens if they did make a leap year on that? What happens if they did make a leap year on that date, the 30th of Adar? Which again is what Chizkiyahu did, according to one opinion. Omar Ula ain mekadshin es haChodesh. So Ula says, fine, b'dieved, it'll work as a leap year. Then what Beis Din should do is they should not declare that that month is. Usually, Beis Din would declare the new month, Mekodesh haChodesh. Here they should not do that. Here they should not say that. They should not say it is Mekodesh and it is the beginning of Adar Sheni, because But then we would say it could have been Rosh Chodesh. So then, in effect, what's going to happen is when they say it's Rosh Chodesh, it's going to make it Nisan, and then it's going to be retroactively. It turns out that a leap year couldn't have been made. So don't say anything at all. Then don't say anything at all. Just it'll be Rosh Chodesh by default. And then a month later, when it comes to declare Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then they'll say that it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So that way, in other words, the b'dieved, they're allowing it to stand, but then they're not explicitly saying that it's Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. Okay, the question becomes Kid Shumai. Well, what if they didn't do that? What if they did actually explicitly say that it's Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni? Omar Rava bottle he'iber. In that case, Rava says the whole leap year is bottle. Because again, the whole point is the 30th day. Now, nowadays, we have Rosh Chodesh is the 30th and the first when it's a Chodesh Mole, but that's only because the 30th could have been Rosh Chodesh had it been a 29-day month, and therefore the Chachamim said we should keep it as Rosh Chodesh as well. When they were Mekadesh al Pi HaRe'iyah, the 30th itself wouldn't be Rosh Chodesh. They might, Mitzad HaSafek, they might have to keep it as Rosh Chodesh until they know whether Edim are going to show up. So, practically speaking, it might happen, and we find the same thing with Rosh Hashanah, that they might be observing it as Rosh Chodesh to be on the safe side, but it wouldn't actually be Rosh Chodesh until the next day. So now, therefore, so Ulla was saying again, what they should do is not declare that 30th day Rosh Chodesh, because once they do, then it's going to automatically be Rosh Chodesh Nisan, even though they said that it's Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. So now, what happens if they did say it is this 30th day is Rosh Chodesh? Then Rava says, well, that's a problem. Batal Iber. Now, what you've done is you've declared this the first of a month. Well, as the first of a month, it's the first of Nisan. It's not the first of Adar Sheni. Because again, Oyuvaroi, because it could have been Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And now, in fact, it became Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So therefore, so it's too late to make the leap year now. So not only like Ulla says they should not say it's Rosh Chodesh, but Rava is saying if they did, then it's too late. Then the leap year doesn't work. Rab Nachman Amar Ma'uber Makodesh. Rab Nachman says no, but b'dieved even it works in that case. So it works. The leap year will take effect. And the declaration of Rosh Chodesh b'dieved can also take effect, and it does become Aleph Adar Sheni. Omale Rava le Rab Nachman. So Rava says to Rab Nachman, how are you saying Bechlal that we're able to make a leap year so late, right when it comes as Rosh Chodesh is coming in? Mechti says Rava to Rab Nachman, let's consider. Mi Puriel Pischa Tlosin Yoimen Havu. We always have 30 days from Purim till Pesach. Or Mi Puriel Darshinan Behuchsa Pesach. And from Purim onward, we're already darshaning in the halachas of Pesach. Tanya, as we learn in Abraisa, adds the word, we ask, and then Hagos Habach adds the word Vidoshin, and we darshan in Hilchasa Pesach, Kodimal Pesach Shloshim Yom. 30 days before Pesach, we already start asking and darshaning. Asking, meaning in particular, people could ask Shilas any time during the year. But one thing it means, in other words, is the Gemara elsewhere talks about that. When a chacham, when a rav is being brought to shilas, and one of them is times, and one of them has to do with the time of year, and the other is not, then he gives that one precedence, even if it was asked later. So now the point is, 30 days before Pesach is considered the time of Pesach. Therefore, if somebody comes, if somebody first comes to him with a shaila about something else, and then a second person comes with a shaila about Pesach, then he has to answer the Pesach shaila first, because it's already the season of Pesach. And Darshan means that the Chachamim Darshan in Hilchasa Pesach 30 days before Pesach to inform people, Pashut of the Halachas, they need to know. Anyway, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Shimon Gamliel says it's enough to do it 2 weeks before Pesach. The Gemara in Pesachim discusses the details where each of them gets their respective thing. The Chachamim say because we see already by Pesach, we see in the desert that Moshe is telling the people already about Pesach Sheni at the time of Pesach Rishon, which is 30 days earlier. And Reb Shimon Gamliel says we see that in Mitzrayim he was starting to tell them about Pesach from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Anyway, the Gemara has a whole sugya about it. There's a the Rishonim and Achronim discuss how that works out in later times. For example, we have a Shulchan Aruch now. You don't need, not everything is Baal Peh as it was before, so you don't necessarily need 30 full days to be davening on it, etc. Anyway, the point is that Rava is asking that you, so you're telling me you have a case where you can make a leap year even on what would have been Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but instead it's the 30th of Adar. You're not supposed to do it L'Hatchila, like Shmuel said, but b'dieved you did it, then it works. The question is, v'chimoti reish yarcha, the question is, when Rosh Chodesh comes, merachak in lay, then we're pushing it off. We're saying that Pesach is going to be a whole another month later. Don't you have a problem that people are going to get careless with the issue of chametz? People are going to say that, look, we've already been hearing the droshes from our local rav that Pesach is coming. Now all of a sudden you're telling us Pesach is actually a whole other month away. So therefore we don't really believe you. They're going to say that shluchei beis din, you don't know what you're talking about. No, Pesach is when we thought it's going to be another week or 2 weeks from now when they receive the news, and then it's going to come out. They're going to be eating. They're going to be celebrating Pesach at the wrong time when it comes to the actual Pesach, because Beis Din did declare it a leap year. They're going to be eating chametz, because as far as they're concerned, it's already year. So how could you do such a thing? Now, the real question is, why is Rava asking this question only on Reb Nachman? The question could, Tosfos points out, the question could even be on a Mishnah in Adias that says that you're allowed to make a leap year all the way until the end of Adar. Everybody agrees you can make it as late as, including the 29th of Adar, and that's deep into the 2 weeks. So why is Rava asking the question specifically on Reb Nachman?
He's asking the question indirectly on the Mishnah. He cannot ask a question on a Mishnah. I mean, Reb Nachman is Reb Nachman.
Of course, he can ask a question on a Mishnah. He can't contradict a Mishnah, but he can ask how the Mishnah could allow such a thing. And by the way, that Mishnah mentions in Adias that originally they used to hold that you can only make a leap year until Purim. Later on, two Chachamim came in front of the Beis Din, in front of the Sanhedrin in Yavne, and testified, and this became part of Masechta Adias, because it's a testimony that they gave in front of the Chachamim, that you can do it all Adar long, and the Chachamim accepted that testimony and established the Halacha that way. So yeah, the question could, Rava is perfectly entitled to ask on a Mishnah. He just can't contradict it.
That's
anyway,
what I'm saying. Yeah. Asking the Mishnah to, in order to contradict it.
No, he would just say, we have to understand the Mishnah. That would be perfectly legitimate for him to do. He can't say, we're not going to follow that Mishnah, but he can ask how the Mishnah can allow such a thing.
So that's what he's doing by questioning.
Then why is he asking specifically on Reb Nachman? Why is he asking specifically on Reb Nachman? So actually, the Yad Ramah gives an answer like this.
One second.
Hold on. The question can be on Rava himself. Both Rava and Reb Nachman are saying that they're both discussing, what do you do if a leap year was declared on the 30th of Adar? Does it work or not? But they both agree you can make it as late as the 29th of Adar. So why is Rava asking Reb Nachman as though it's a question only according to his shitta? It's a question on Rava's own shitta as well. Rava himself agrees that you can make the leap year as late as the 29th of Adar, and that's deep into the month before Pesach. So why is he specifically asking it on Reb Nachman? So the answer is, the Yad Ramah says, because, again, according to Rava, Rava is following what Ulla had said, that they shouldn't declare Rosh Chodesh that month. Well then, precisely because they didn't do that, because they didn't declare Rosh Chodesh, because as Rava says, if they did, when they declared a leap year on the 30th of Adar, then that's no good. That becomes a Chodesh Nissan, and then you don't have a leap year. So then, according to him, then precisely because Beis Din is not Mekadosh that Chodesh, that itself makes everybody realizes that, you know what, this was a special case, there was a leap year. But according to Reb Nachman, who's saying that they could be Mekadosh the Chodesh, but then because before that they had already declared a leap year, then therefore it's Chal. So now the question is, in what way is there going to be a Heker? In fact, what's going to happen is Beis Din doesn't even have to say the name of the month when they're Mekadosh it. So they may well say, today is Rosh Chodesh. And then people are going to say afterwards, wait a minute, and you're telling us now, first after Rosh Chodesh, that it's a leap year? We don't believe you. So therefore, the question is, it's true, the question could be asked more generically, but the question is even more specifically on Reb Nachman. How is he not worried about that his timeline of things is going to cause trouble? And the answer is, Omalei, Reb Nachman answers, Mede yadi, people know good and well, Deshata ma'abarta b'chushbona talya milsa, that whether it's going to be a leap year depends on calculation. The Chachamim have to calculate, and they have to use all the factors that we learned previously on Daf Yud Aleph and Yud Beis to decide whether there's going to be a leap year. Amri, so they think to themselves, you know what, until now the Chachamim were not able to figure out and coordinate the calculations. So they thought they don't need a leap year, and now it turns out at the last moment they do. So people are not going to be mezalzel, even they find out unexpectedly That, you know what, the Rav was already darshaning for us in Hilchos HaPesach, and now it turns out we have a whole extra month until Pesach. They're not going to be mezalzel in it because they're going to realize that's the nature of things with a calendar that's established based on the Beis Din, that not always are they able to arrange things far enough in advance. Sometimes they have to go until the last moment. So therefore, again, the answer would be, Rav Nachman is saying, even according to me, that they could declare that day, Rosh Chodesh, still there won't be Takola because people will understand that that was the circumstances over here, that it wasn't until the 30th that they were of Adar that they were able to figure it out and get to the bottom of it. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to get into a detailed discussion about the Tekufa. We mentioned before that the Tekufa is one of the factors that we use to determine whether it's going to be...
What's the halacha? One second.
The halacha is like Rav Nachman. The halacha is like Rav Nachman, Ubur Makodesh. That in that case, because they first declared the leap year, then B'dieved, even though afterwards they were Makadesh the Chodesh, then it works. Had it been the other way around, had they first been Makadesh the Chodesh, then yes, it would be too late to make a leap year now.
Okay, so number two, can the Beis Din contradict the king, saying that they refuse to accept...
That's actually what we were discussing before. When we said that Chizkiyahu himself realized that he had done wrong by not paying attention to Shmuel's din, so that's part of it. He had actually had to daven to Hashem to accept the people's korbanos, even though it comes out that it wasn't a valid leap year, and Hashem accepted his tefillos as a one off, basically, because Hashem realized, as the Pesukim are saying, that he meant well, and he's trying to get all the Jewish people to celebrate Pesach properly. With that said, yes, there are Pesukim in Divrei Hayomim over there that refer to them celebrating Pesach b'Chodesh Hasheni in the second month, meaning an year, and that's because, again, we're saying the Chachamim disagreed with Chizkiyah. In practice, doesn't mean they're going to do differently. In practice, you have to have everybody celebrate Pesach at the same time. You can't have some people claiming that it's Nisan and other people here. But nevertheless, yes, the Chachamim disapproved of it. But what's done is done. I mentioned yesterday something that Binyan Shloimeh makes a point, that he says if it's only after Pesach that they discover that they discover their mistake, we're certainly not going to undo it according to anybody. We're certainly not going to say according to anybody that it means it was not a leap year, and therefore it turns out that you have to, and therefore it turns out that you missed Pesach, etc. We're certainly not going to say that.
Let's put it more clearly.
Okay, you know what? We gotta get going.
But can the Beis Din invalidate the king's decision?
They could try to. Whether it'll work in practice, once people have already been informed that it's a leap year, it's probably not a good idea for them to. Even in this case, where we're saying that the Chachamim disapproved of what Chizkiyah did, they still let it stand in practice, because making sure that everybody has the same calendar is a very important factor. Okay, onward. Okay, so now we're going to get into a detailed discussion about the Tekufa. We mentioned before that the Tekufa is one of the factors that Beis Din considers whether to make a leap year. So the Tekufa is the equinox. There are four Tekufas in the year, two equinoxes and two solstices. The equinox is the time when the sun crosses the equator, and at that time, then everywhere in the world, the day is 12 hours and the night is 12 hours. Then you have those mark the beginnings of spring and fall, respectively. Then you have the solstices, which is when the sun reaches as far north or as far south in its annual path as it's going to, and those begin Tekufas Tammuz and Tekufas Tevis, the summer and the winter, respectively. Now, we know the Torah tells us that Pesach has to be in Aviv, where Aviv, until now, we talked about, meant the time when the grain is ripening. But Aviv also means the spring. So it has to be after the spring Tekufa. And also the Pesach mentions, as far as Sukkos, that it has to be the Chag HaOsif, the Yom Tov of gathering in, because your produce has been drying in the fields all summer, and now Sukkot time, you're bringing it in to your house, or your granary, or whatever, and that has to be Tekufa Sashana, at the turning, at the Tekufa of the year. So now we're going to get into a big discussion about how those play out when it comes to declaring a leap year or not. So one basic thing we have to understand for this is in the Gemara system, every Tekufa, every season, is exactly the same length. Now, astronomically, it's not exactly that way, but for our purposes, we're not so concerned about that at the moment. Halachically, since a solar year is 365 days and a few hours, so each kofar is 91 days and a few hours, one quarter of that. You actually have, the Rambam describes, you have two different major methods of calculating it. You have Shmuel's method, which makes the year 365 and exactly 6 hours, and according to him, the tekufa is 91 days and 7.5 hours. We use that for deciding when we're gonna for determining when we start saying the same talamater. We use it for Birkas HaChama. It's used for a couple of other purposes. Then you have a system called Rav Adas Kufa, which makes the year to be a few minutes shorter than that. According to him, it's about 4.5 minutes shorter than that, and therefore each Kufa is also a minute or two shorter than Shmuel's. So now, if we look at it in terms of the secular calendar, the day of each tekufa is basically fixed, more or less. For example, according to Rav Ada, and his system is what we use nowadays as when the calendar is fixed, we use Rav Ada's system. According to him, let's say, for example, Tekufas Nissan always comes out on March 27th nowadays. Over time, over hundreds of years, it shifts, but we're not getting into that right now. Kufas Tishrei, according to him, would be September 25th or 26th. So it's not a matter of a leap year or not. A leap year affects, a Goyish leap year will affect it by one day. But we're talking about, as far as Jewish dates, it's gonna vary. So for example, let's say this past year, Pesach began, what, April 23rd or 24th or so. Next year, this coming year, it'll be around April 12th, because a Jewish year is about 11 days shorter than a solar year. The year after that, it would be about April 1st. The year after that, if we allowed it to keep on drifting like that, it would come out to March 20th, and that's too early. Rav Adas Tkufa is the 27th, and therefore we have to declare it a leap year and push it ahead a month and so forth. So now in this Gemara, we're going to talk about that as it relates to as where the Tkufa is relative to Pesach and where it is relative to Sukkot and how we use that to determine a leap year.
Or fix both.
Yeah, but that's what we're going to discuss. Yeah. So the Gemara says, "Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Ein Ma'aber Nesa Shana."
The Kufa starts with an equinox. You're saying
the each no. So two of the Kufa start with equinoxes. Two of them start with solstices. For purposes of our discussion over here, we're going to focus on two of the Kufas. The word Kufa, by the way, has a double meaning. It can mean the moment when the season begins, the moment of the equinox, the moment of the solstice, or it can mean the season that runs for 91 days and change, that begins from there. So here we're going to be focusing on two tekufas for this purpose. Three, I guess, actually. Tekufas Nissan, which begins with the spring equinox. Again, astronomically, the spring equinox nowadays is March 20th or 21st, but according to Rav Ada's calculation, it's nowadays on March 27th. It's a few days late for reasons that we're not going to get into now. Basically, Rav Ada's calculation of the length of the year is also a few minutes longer than it really is. Anyway, and then we're going to talk about Tekufas Tammuz, which is the summer, and Tekufas Tishrei, which is the fall, which begins with the fall equinox, which again, astronomically, that would be around September 22nd, and halachically, as far as Rav Ada is concerned, it's around September 25th or 6th. So Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Ein Ma'abrenes Hashana, Elim Kein Hoset Tekufa Chaseiro Ruba Shel Chodesh. When do we make a leap year? Only if a Tekufa is lacking most of the month. V'kama Ruba Shel Chodesh Shisha Asa Yom. What do we mean by the majority of the month? 16 days. In other words, what we're doing is like this. When we look at Tekufas Tammuz, when we look at the summer season, we have to see when did the summer season begin, when was Tekufas Tammuz, and now let's calculate from that the 91 days and change. If it turns out that it's going to be missing, that when Tishrei begins, when Rosh Hashanah comes, there's still going to be 16 or more days left of the Tekufa, then we have to declare the previous Adar a leap year. So we would figure, in other words, to put it in the terms we were saying before, if Tekufas Rav Ada is going to be, let's say, on September 26th, so we would have to see, for example, is September 26th, the day of that Tekufa, is it going to be any later than the 16th of Tishrei? So is Rosh Hashanah going to be any earlier rather than September 10th? And if it is, then the previous Adar will have had to make a leap year, and that would push Rosh Hashanah into October. So give it a Yehuda. Sorry, yeah. So Elam Keno is a Tekufa Chaseiro Ruba Shel Chodesh V'Kama Ruba Shel Chodesh Give it Shisha Asa Yom Give it Rabbi Yehuda. This is what Rabbi Yehuda says that as long as the Tekufa would have come out 16 or more days after the beginning of Tishrei, then you have to make a leap year. And Rabbi Yossi says it's not 16, but rather 21 days. So according to him, the Tekufa could be a few days later. Again, to put it in modern terms, it would mean, in other words, that Rosh Hashanah could be as late as September 6th, and that would still work. The Tekufa will be on September 26th. So therefore, so therefore, if it came out on the 5th or earlier, then you'd have to make a leap year, because then the 26th, which is Tekufa Servada, is going to be at 21 days in Tishrei, and that's too late. But any earlier than that, it would work.
I mean, it's not a matter of what day. It's a matter of if the Tekufa changed or not, right?
The Tekufa, the Tekufa, because it depends on the solar year, basically stays the same from year to year. Over periods of hundreds of years, it drifts, which is why, for example, nowadays, Rav Adas Tekufa is a few days after the astronomical one. But again, we're not getting into that level of detail over here. Within a period of time, within now, for example, we're in the 21st century, Tekufa Sev Adah is always now the Tekufa in Tishrei is always September 25th or 6th. Sometimes it can be the 25th by night, sometimes it can be the 26th in the morning, but whatever, it's always on that secular date.
It's still the right season.
It's still right. So Rabbi Yossi is saying, as long as if we are the Sanhedrin and we're sitting to decide whether it's gonna be a leap year, if we look ahead and we see when it comes, Rosh Hashanah, it's September 6th or later is going to be Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, you have less than 21 days left of the Tekufa, then good, of the summer Tekufa, then we're good. We don't need a leap year. But if it's going to be 21 or more days that are left, then we have to declare a leap year and push Rosh Hashanah into October. Ushneim mikra echad darshu. Now, both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda are both darshaning from the same pasuk where what the deadline is. The pasuk describes Sukkot, and it calls it the Chaga Osif Tekufa Sashana, the Yom Tov of gathering in at the Tekufa of the year, at the turning of the year, meaning that it's turning and becoming a new season. Marsava Kulei Chag Beinin B'Tekufa Chadasha. Rabbi Yehuda holds you need the entire Yom Tov to be in the new Tekufa. So if you're going to have now the 15th itself is going to be Yom Tov. 16th of Tishrei is already the first day of Chol HaMoed. So if the Tekufa comes out on the 16th, then you have a problem. So if the Tekufa Tishrei comes out on the 16th, Rabbi Yehuda would say, then you're fine, because at least the entire Chol HaMoed Sukkos is coming out in the new Tekufa. As the Gemara is going to discuss soon, the day that the actual moment when the sun crosses the equator, whatever time of day that happens, we can call that is the first day of the new Tekufa, of the new season. So then fine, at least we have the entire Chol HaMoed Sukkos is during the Tekufa Chadasha, and therefore that's fine. But if you were to have, if the Tekufa were to otherwise come out on the 17th or 18th or whatever of Tishrei, then you have a problem. Rabbi Yehuda is saying the entire Chol HaMoed Sukkos is not in the new Tekufa. Therefore, back in the previous Adar, you'll have had to declare a leap year so that now the entire Sukkos is in the new Tekufa. Whereas Rabbi Yossi holds that it's good enough to have at least one day of Chol HaMoed be in the new Tekufa. So the Tekufa comes out on the 21st of Tishrei. Fine, that's Hashana Rabbah. It's the last day of Chol HaMoed. That's good enough. We have at least one day of Chol HaMoed in the new Tekufa.
Why is Chol HaMoed considered a Chag and not Yom?
Why is Chol HaMoed? The Gemara doesn't explain, but Bepashtos, since we're calling it Chaga Osif, the time when you're gathering in your grain, you can't do that on Yom Tov. So therefore, we're talking about a malacha which conceivably could be done on Chol HaMoed. Now, you have restrictions of what malachas can be done on Chol HaMoed, but there are circumstances where you'll be allowed to, whereas Yom Tov for sure you won't. So therefore, we're focusing on Chol HaMoed over here. Now, Rashi also points out that, like this. Now, why don't we say that, why don't we say we also have one day of wiggle room? Because after all, Elul is usually going to be 29 days, but Elul conceivably could be 30 days. So don't we have one more day of wiggle room? Why do we need to say that all the way, because we're going to calculate in advance from Adar, we're going to find the following Tishrei, the Yom Tovim are going to be too early in the secular year, and therefore we have to make a leap year now? Why? Let's say, for example, the Tekufa was going to come out on the 17th of Tishrei, according to how we calculate in advance. Fine, let's just declare that year Elul will be 30 days, and that avoids the problem. That puts it on the 16th, and we're fine even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi explains in some detail over here that we can't do that. We have the Beis Din wants to make sure that Rosh Hashanah is not going to fall. We know we have nowadays the rule in the fixed calendar, Loy Adu Rosh, that Rosh Hashanah, can the first day cannot be on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. Rashi learns that they were trying to be careful of that in the times when Beis Din was Mekadesh the Chodesh as well. So therefore, they don't really have wiggle room. They would plan things in advance. They wanted to make that Elul would always be 29 days. The Gemara mentions in Rosh Hashanah that Mimois Ezra Ve'elach, from the time of Ezra and onward, we never find an Elul that was Me'ubro, that was 30 days. So they would manipulate things ahead of time to make it that, to make it that that on the one hand, Elul can be 29 days, and on the other hand, that Rosh Hashanah can be on one of the days that will be fine. So they would manipulate the lengths of the earlier months of Tam, of Sivan, or Tammuz, or Av, or whatever, in order to make that work out. If now we have to add one more day to Elul, that's going to throw everything off. If we had, for example, we worked things out, we planned in advance that we're going to be declaring Rosh Hashanah is going to be on a Thursday, let's say, and then we have to add one day to Elul, then it puts it on Friday. And that defeats the whole purpose that we were trying to do. So therefore, we don't have that wiggle room to add one day to Elul in order to make the Tekufa fall out early enough. So
therefore, they wouldn't accept the witnesses, let's say. That.
So right, so the situation's right, right. The Gemara discusses in Rosh Hashanah the different circumstances. They could refuse to listen to witnesses even though they come, even though astronomically the moon could be visible. The Gemara discusses over there, could they even do the other way around, like so to speak, invent witnesses to say that they see that they saw the moon when they didn't. So the Gemara discusses over there, right. There are different opinions on the subject, and one point is Mephosha should make the point over there. Maybe it doesn't mean like to just invent them out of thin air, but let's say, for example, you might have people coming to say that they saw something, and Beis Din will kind of manipulate them into saying that what they saw was the moon, even though really Beis Din knows it was just a wisp of cloud or something, let's say. Whatever. The point is that Beis Din would plan things in advance to avoid Rosh Hashanah coming out on one of the no good days.
Because of what?
So the official reason the Gemara mentions in Rosh Hashanah is with Rosh Hashanah being on Wednesday or Friday, Yom Kippur will be on Friday or Sunday. We talked about this the other day. Then you have the problem from Yaukiyo Mesia. You have the problem that vegetables are going to spoil on the 2 days of Shabbos and Yom Kippur adjacent to one another. And as far as and then bodies would spoil because you can't bury them. And Rosh Hashanah being on Sunday puts Hoshana Rabbah on Shabbos, and then you wouldn't be able to beat the Aravos. And since it's only a Yisoid or a Minig of Nevi, the Chacham were concerned that the Chacham were concerned that that people might forget about it. Anyway, so Rashi is explaining that Beis Din can't make Elul longer by a day because that would throw everything off. Tosfos actually discusses, now Rashi also describes another way of doing it. Fine, what you could always do is you could make two extra long months, make Elul longer, make also, let's say, Tammuz longer, and then you're good. The problem is, Rashi says there's a limit how many full months you can make in a year. Because again, you don't want to push Rosh Chodesh too far out of whack. It has to be, after all, the new moon shouldn't be visible before the night after the 29th. The Rambam describes a similar point in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. If, let's say, Beis Din were to make an entire month of an entire year of Chodesh and Malay, and what's going to happen at the end of it, you're going to see the moon, you're going to see the new moon on the 25th or 26th of the month, and it's going to be a big joke to everybody. As much as Beis Din has this flexibility in manipulating and telling the Edom not to come and so on and so forth, they still have to do it in a way that makes sense to people, right? So they don't have enough flexibility necessarily to do it. The only way would be, let's say, for example, if Rosh Hashanah would have been on Monday and they can add an extra day to Elul and make Rosh Hashanah on Tuesday. Fine, Monday and Tuesday are both good days, but it's not common enough to do that. So therefore, they don't really have that option either. Tosfos over here discusses and points out a number of, Tosfos has a bunch of questions on Rashi. And explains that, among other things, Tosfos says that no, not necessarily in those times were they actually careful about this matter of making Rosh Hashanah be only on certain days of the week. Nowadays, we have that on our fixed calendar, but not necessarily we're going to have several opinions about it in the Gemara later, and not everybody, it comes out that not everybody seems to be concerned about this matter of Rosh Hashanah not coming out on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. Anyway, so Tosfos points out that there are other possibilities that Faket, in order to make, if you are concerned about it, then fine. Even if they make Elul longer, they can make a different month shorter in order to compensate for it. And again, not necessarily are we concerned about Rosh Hashanah being on a certain day of the week. So anyway, the point is though that we're so according to Tosfos, then they could conceivably do that. They could conceivably move things around, but ultimately, we're saying that they have to calculate ahead when the tkufa is going to come out according to things how the layout of the months is going to work out, and therefore they're going to have to make a leap year. They're going to have to make a leap year respectively. Anyway, there is, in fact, the Ran explains that the Gemara is talking about over here, specifically according to Acherim, where they don't hold this whole concept of manipulating the length of the month. They hold the month has to be, the Rosh Chodesh has to be, whenever the moon was visible, there's no playing around with the Edom or anything, so therefore you don't have that flexibility necessarily. Okay. Onward. So again, so far we have Rabbi Yehuda saying, therefore, that in order for there not to be a leap year, it has to be that all of Chol Hamoed Sukkos has to be during the new Tkufa. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, one day of it is enough. So the Gemara says, my Kosavri. Well, what did Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi hold respectively? If they hold that the day on which the actual tkufa, that the actual crossing of the equator, if they hold that the day when that moment happens is considered the last day of the previous season, belav hachinami, then it's not going to work out anyway. After all, consider if we say that yom tkufa goimer, it would mean, for example, if the tkufa were to fall out on the 16th of Nisan, on the 16th of Tishrei rather. It would mean that would be the last day of the previous season. Only the next day is considered the first day of the season. No good. You don't have the whole Chol Hamoed doing. You don't have the whole Chol Hamoed in the new Tkufa. Similarly, according to Rabbi Yossi, with it being on the 21st. Necessarily, therefore, we have to say both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi are holding that the day of the Tkufa is considered the first day of the new season. So let's say, for example, the Tkufa, according to Rav Ada, according to Shmuel, the Tkufa is fixed to certain times of the day. We're not dealing with his system over here. Right now, we're dealing with Rav Ada's system, which is what we use nowadays for our calendar. And the Rambam says the Chachamim use it in their times also because it's more accurate than Shmuel's. So according to him, the tkufa could come at any time of the day. So let's say, for example, the tkufa were to come out, I don't know, 9 o'clock in the morning, let's say. So if we say Yom Tkufa Goymer, means that whole day is considered the last day of the previous season. Only when it comes, that night is going to be the first day that night, and the next day is going to be considered the first day of the new season. But if we say Yom Tkufa Goymer, then it means that even though the tkufa only came at 9 o'clock in the morning, nevertheless, though, from the night before is already considered the new season. In other words, the same way, for example, as Rosh Chodesh, the Molad can come out during the day of Rosh Chodesh itself, but nevertheless, we don't say that half the day belongs to the previous month, and half to the next month, we say that a month consists of whole days. The same way we would say over here that the day of the tkufa itself is considered either all the last day of the previous season or all the first one of the new season. So now we're saying evidently they both hold that way, Yom Tkufa Maschil, and therefore it'll work on the 16th or 21st, respectively, according to their opinions. Well, the Gemara says, Mesvi, though, I have a contradiction. Yom Tkufa Goymer Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that the day of the Tkufa is the last day of the previous season. Rabbi Yossi, Yom Tkufa Maschil. And Rabbi Yossi says it's the first one of the new season. Well, here you're saying that both according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, Yom Tkufa Maschil, what we see clearly in a Braisa where Rabbi Yehuda says Yom Tkufa Goymer, that he says that the day of the Tkufa is the last day of the previous season. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, why is it okay if the Tkufa would come out on the 16th of Tishrei? According to him, the latest it should be able to come is the 15th of Tishrei, because otherwise, that way you have the next day. The 16th is already the first day of Tkufas Tishrei, and you're good. If he holds Yom Tkufa Goymer, then it wouldn't work to say that it could be as late as the 16th. V'oid Tanya. Furthermore, let's consider. We learn in a Braisa. Ein ma'abenas hashana elim kein hoisa tkufa chaseru rubo shalchodesh. We don't make a leap year unless the tkufa is missing most of the month. V'kama rubo shalchodesh shisha also yoim. How much is most of the month? 16 days. That's the Tanakama. This is a Braisa. This is a Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda oimer shtei yodes v'chodesh. On the other hand, in this Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda says 2 parts of the month. And what does that mean? That would mean 20 days. In other words, we divide the month into thirds. A month is 30 days, so two-thirds of it is 20 days. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that tkufa can be as late, can be there can be 20 days left of the season of the tkufa when Tishrei begins, and the tkufa itself, the moment of the equinox, is going to come out on the 21st, and that's fine. We don't have to declare a leap year because of that yet. So we see this is contradicting. Here, Rabbi Yehuda had quoted in the name of Shmuel before that Rabbi Yehuda says it can be only as late as the 16th. And now we're saying in this Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda holds it can be as late as the 20th of Tishrei. So it's a contradiction.
Where's that difference?
Between 16 and 20. It's a difference of 4 days.
But so, again,
so in other words, if suppose that Bastin were to calculate in advance that the Tkufa were to come out, let's say, on the 17th of Tishrei. So again, to put it in terms of our calendar, let's say if the Tkufa is going to be on September 26th, so Bastin is going to calculate, let's say, that it means that year, Rosh Hashanah, is going to be September 8th, and therefore, the tkufa 16 days later is going to be on the 17th of whatever I got my figures wrong, September 10th rather, whatever. The point is that they calculate 16 days later the tkufa is going to come out on Tishrei 17th. Now, in the according to Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda would say we need a leap year over there. The tkufa can't be as late as Tishrei 17th. We need a leap year. According to this Braisa,
depending when it starts, that before.
If we said that Rabbi Yehuda says Yom Tzkufa Maschil, that Rabbi Yehuda holds Yom Tzkufa Goymer, the day of the equinox is the last day of the previous season. So according to him, therefore, you would have the 17th is still considered the end of the summer season, the end of Tzkufa Tammuz. The 18th, the Tzkufa itself, the moment of the Tzkufa is going to come out sometime on the 17th. Is going to come out sometime on the 17th of Tishrei, but then we have the 18th is going to be considered the first day of the new season. According to Shmuel, that should be no good. You don't have the entire Chol HaMoed during the Tkufa. Whereas according to the Brais over here, Rabbi Yehuda is allowing it to be as late as the 20th. Rabbi Yossi says we have to machashvin, we have to calculate. Shisha also yom lifnei Pesach ma'abrin. If the tkufa would be 16 days before Pesach, now here we're switching to Pesach. If the tkufa would be 16 or more days before Pesach ma'abrin, then we have to make a leap year. Shisha also lifnei Chag. But if you have 16, not 16 days before Pesach, sorry. So if you have 16 days left of the tkufa before Pesach begins, then you need to make a leap year. Shisha also yom lifnei Chag ein ma'abrin. But if it's 16 days before Sukkos, then you don't have to make a leap year. Now the point is like this. In other words, given that a tkufa is 91 days and change. Now, three Jewish months are going to be anywhere between 88 and 90 days because some of them are Malayim and some are Hasidim. But that means over time, you have, let's say, for example, here, we're about to start the month of Tevis and Lahavdil, the month of January. They both, this year, they happen to be that January 1st and Tevis 1st are on the same day. Okay, then we have January, February, whatever. Let's say, for example, it comes Adar. The 1st of Adar is also the 1st of March. But after that, we're going to have March is 31 days, Adar is 29. So then you're going to come to Nissan, and you're going to have that a little bit of March is going to extend into Nissan. The first of April is already going to be 3 days in Nissan, and so forth, and it shifts throughout the year gradually, more and more that they get more and more out of sync. Well, the same way over here. If Tkufas Nissan is on the 16th of Nissan, then by the time we get to Tishrei, the Tkufa is going to be on the 21st of Tishrei. Because you have that, once you calculate that 182 days, you're going to find, Rashi makes the calculation over here, you're going to come out, consider the lengths of the month. Nissan is 30, Iyar 29, Sivan 30, and so on and so forth. You make the calculation, you're going to find out that the Tkufa in Tishrei is going to be about 5 days later in the Jewish month than the one in Nissan. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi is saying that if there were still 16 days left of it when Nissan begins, meaning that Tkufa can be calculated to come out on the 17th of Nissan or later, then you have to make a leap year. But Rabbi Yossi says if it was the same thing in Tishrei, you would not have to. Because in Tishrei, you have more leeway, you have until the 21st of the month. for the tekufa to fall.
Because Chalamoy is longer? That's...
Not because Chalamoyed is longer, but because the fact is that if the tekufa in Nisan is going to be on the 16th, then in Tishrei it's going to be the 21st, because that's the nature of the tekufas, so are a little bit longer than the length of the Jewish months. So anyway, the Braisa continues. Reb Shimon af shisha also lifnei achag ma'abrin. Reb Shimon says even if there's still 16 days left of the tekufa before Sukkot, meaning in other words again that the tekufa is going to be on the 17th of is going to be on the 16th of Tishrei or later ma'abrin, then we have to make a leap year.
It's the first day, right?
The first day of Chol HaMoed. Acherim oimrim, and then acherim, which usually means Reb Meir says mi'utay, even if there's only a minority. V'kama mi'utay, and what do we mean by mi'utay? The minority. Abba also yom, 14 days. So according to him, in other words, all of Pesach or all of Sukkot, the Gemara is going to discuss later which Yom Tov he's referring to, but the point is, according to him, the entire Yom Tov has to be in the new season, even the day of Yom Tov itself, not just Chol HaMoed, like we've been talking about until now.
That's okay, according to him?
No, according to him, fakert. If the Tekufa, according to him, were to be any later than the 14th of the month, then we have to declare a leap year. So in other words, again, let's say we're talking about Sukkot again, to continue like we have been until now. So again, we're saying the Tekufa of Tishrei is September 26th nowadays. So therefore, according to Acherim, if Rosh Hashanah were to be any later than September 12th, then that's no good. Because then it comes out the Tekufa is going to be on the 14th of Tishrei or later, and that's no good. That's too early in the year. You need, according to him, the entire Yom Tov of Sukkot has to be in the new Tekufa. So according to him, then you would have to make a leap year. Anyway, the point is that this Braisa, the way it presents Rabbi Yehuda's and Rabbi Yossi's opinions, contradicts the way that Shmuel presented their opinions. So the Gemara says, Kasha, okay, it's a Kasha on Shmuel, how he could say that and contradict the Braisa. Now, how is it not Tzuvta? The Yad Ramah points out that he has the Girsa that it wasn't Shmuel who had said this at the beginning of the Sugya, but rather Rav. And we have a concept, Rav Tana, who will poldig, that Rav can argue on Braises, and therefore, so it's not a complete contradiction to him, but a kasha, because we would assume the Braisa also knows what it's talking about. But fine, Rav is entitled to have a different version of what Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda held.
Again, what is it tied in with the opinion of Shmuel?
Shmuel. Because Shmuel had said at the bottom of the previous Amud,
I know he said that.
Yeah, that.
But what does that have to do with his opinion?
The point is that now we have a Braisa that presents the opinions of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda differently. He hadn't said his own opinion. He had quoted what Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi respectively are saying. Now we have a Braisa that quotes what they're saying differently.
What does Shmuel's opinion in regard of Ibar HaShanah have to do with it?
It's not Shmuel's own opinion as far as Ibar HaShanah. Shmuel had reported what Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi hold on the subject of when we make a leap year. Where according to him, Rabbi Yehuda had said if the Tekufa would come out any later than the 16th of Tishrei, then that's no good. And according to Rabbi Yossi, if it's any later than the 21st, then it's no good. Meanwhile, we have a Braisa over here where Rabbi Yehuda is allowing it to be as late as the 20th of the month, and where Rabbi Yossi is faker to saying that if it's any later than the 16th, then it's no good. So it's the opposite. It's pretty much the opposite. And also, according to Shmuel, we had to assume that both of them hold Yom Tekufa Maschil, that both of them hold the actual day when the equinox happens is considered the whole day, is considered the first day of the new Tekufa, whereas it comes out from the Braisa that no, only Rabbi, that only only Rabbi Yossi holds that, and Rabbi Yehuda disagrees.
Had we assumed that in Shmuel?
Because we had to. Otherwise, according to Shmuel, how does it work for the Tekufa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to be on the 16th, if the 16th is still considered of Tishrei, if that's still considered the last day of the previous season, then you don't have the entire Chol HaMoed in the new season. Yeah. Okay. So now let's analyze the opinions in the Braisa. Omer Ma, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shtei Yodas V'Chodesh, Esrim Yoim. So we said that Rabbi Yehuda allows there to be two-thirds of the month, two yodis in the month, namely 20 days. And if the according to him, if the tekufa is going to be any later than that, then you would need to make a leap year. Rabbi Yossi yom machashvin, and Rabbi Yehuda says Rabbi Yossi says we calculate shisha osi yom lefnei pesach ma'abrin. If the tekufa is going to be, if you have 16 days left of the season before Pesach, then you have to make a leap year. So the question is, Hainu Rabbi Yehuda. The question is, though, isn't aren't Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda effectively saying the same thing? Because again, the point is, in other words, again, given that the Tekufas are earlier in Nisan than they are in Tishrei, just by virtue of the fact that Jewish months are shorter than the corresponding Goyish month, then if the Tekufa during Nisan is going to be on the 16th, then in Tishrei, that's the corresponding Tekufa will be on the 21st. So it comes out, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda are basically saying the same thing. Rabbi Yossi is focusing on Pesach and saying that if the Tekufa is going to be any later than the 16th of Nisan, then you need to make a leap year. Rabbi Yehuda is focusing on Tishrei, saying if it's going to be any later than the 20th of Tishrei, then you need to make a leap year. It comes out the same thing. And the answer is, the difference is...
20th of Tishrei is what? What's the Hebrew day for that?
No, we're talking about the 20th of Tishrei.
Right,
what we're saying...
Chof,
yeah. Yeah, and the answer is Yom Tekufa Gomer, Yom Tekufa Maschil, Kemenayo. That's exactly the difference. Do we count the day of the Tekufa itself as the last day of the previous season, or as the first day of the next season?
That's the Machlokas.
That's the Machlokas. So therefore, so Rabbi Yossi is going to say. So according to Rabbi Yossi, we said before, Yom Tekufa Maschil, according to him, the first day, the day when the actual Tekufa falls out is considered the first day of the new season. So therefore, according to him, if the Tekufa comes out on the 16th of Nisan, and therefore in Tishrei it's going to come out on the 21st of Tishrei, then we're fine. We still have part of Chol Hamoed Sukkos. One day of Chol Hamoed Sukkos is in the new Tekufa, because according to him Yom Tekufa Maschil. Meanwhile, according to Rabbi Yehuda, no, Yom Tekufa Goymer. So therefore, according to him, the latest the Tekufa can fall is the 20th of Tishrei, Chof Tishrei. If it comes out on Chof Aleph, that's no good, because according to him, Yom Tekufa Gomer, that would be considered the last day of the previous season, and that's no good. Then you don't have, according to him, any day of Chol Hamoed Sukkos being in the new Tekufa. Okay, so that's the nafka mina between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, according to the Braisa.
But it doesn't answer
the question on Shmuel. We left the question on Shmuel with Kasha, but at least now we understand Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda's opinions in the Braisa. Amar, now we said, let's analyze what Rabbi Yossi says further. Shisha also lifnei achag ein ma'abrin. If it's 16 days before Sukkos, then we don't need to make a leap year yet, because in other words, the point to him, the Tekufa, can be on the 16th or 17th or 18th of Tishrei, and that's fine. Ikebenayu was the nafkamina between them, yeah. So the Gemara says, Amar, Shisha also lifnei achag ein ma'abrin. Rabbi Yossi had said, it's true that if the Tekufa comes out any later than the 16th of Nisan, then that's no good. But if it comes out later than the 16th of Tishrei, that's fine. Because according to him, you have till the 21st. The question is, Elo Rabbi Yossi Shisha also lifnei achag hu deloy. So it sounds like, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's fine. You don't need a leap year if it's 16 days before Sukkos, where the Tekufa would be on the 16th of Tishrei. So in terms of what we were talking about before, if the Tekufa is on September 26th, Rabbi Yossi would allow Rosh Hashanah to be as late as September 11th. Because September 11th is Rosh Hashanah, then the 26th will be on Tesh Zayin Tishrei,
which is the first day
of Chol Hamoed, and he holds Yom Tekufa Maschil, and therefore that would be fine. The problem with that is the way he phrases it sounds like Hoshivso T'manesim Ma'abrin. It sounds like, though, if the Tekufa would have come out on the 17th or the 18th of Tishrei, according to him, you would have to make a leap year. What do you mean? But he said before, Shisha also lefnei Pesach, Ein Batzuloi. He says that now we have to look back at Pesach. And as long as the Tekufa was any earlier than the 16th of Nisan, then we're fine. Now again, if the Tekufa is going to be, let's say, the 13th of Nisan, then it'll be the 18th. Then the Tekufa 6 months later is going to be the 18th of Tishrei. Now he's saying in Tishrei, if it's the 16th, then it's fine. Which sounds like he's saying if it's any later than the 16th, then it's no good. But he also says by Pesach it can be as late as the 16th. You know, those two things are not going to mesh. If the Tekufa is on the 16th of Nisan, it's not going to be on the 16th of Tishrei. It's going to be on the 20th or 21st of Tishrei.
He holds that it's fine.
So why is he phrasing it? Why when it comes to Tishrei, is he using the expression, if it's on the 16th of Tishrei, then it's fine, where he should be saying, if it's anything before the 21st of Tishrei, it's fine. And the answer is loy, Aidi v'aidi ein ma'abrin. In both those cases, we would not make a leap year. V'aidi d'tonab reisha, shisha also, if not Pesach, because he used the expression 16 days before Pesach, so to be parallel, he uses the expression 16 days before Sukkot. But it doesn't mean, he doesn't hold that if it was any later than the 16th of Tishrei, then it wouldn't be good. In fact, he holds it's fine if it's the 17th or 18th or 19th, as long as it's not any later than the 20th, as long as it's not any later than the 21st.
He's the one that holds that.
He's the one who holds that as long as some of Chol HaMoed Sukkot is in the new season, then we're okay. Okay.
He's the one who holds the Yom
Tkufa. He's the one who holds Yom Tkufa Maschil, that the day of the Tkufa is the beginning of the new season. So according to him, even the Tkufa comes out, let's say, at 9 o'clock in the morning on the 21st, on Tchof Aleph Tishrei, on the 21st of Tishrei. According to him, that's fine. That whole day of the 21st of Tishrei is considered the first day of the new Tkufa. And according to him, it's fine that some part of Chol HaMoed Sukkot is in the new Tkufa, and therefore we're good.
And they both hold that, or one of them hold that it starts from the night before, really? Because the day and night.
That's Rabbi Yehuda holds Yom Tkufa Goymer. He would hold that, no, if the Tkufa came out on the 21st at 9 o'clock in the morning, it would actually mean that that day is considered the last day of the previous Tkufa, and only the 22nd would be the first day of the new Tkufa. Yeah, well, and that's okay. No good. And that's no good, yeah. Okay. Next, the next opinion in the Braisa, Reb Shimon Omer, Shisha also lifnei achag ma'ab, af Shisha also lifnei achag ma'abrin. Reb Shimon had said that even if the Tekufa comes out in such a way that there would be 16 days left of the Tekufa before Sukkot, then we need to make a leap year. In other words, according to him, it sounds like we're saying that the Tekufa cannot be any later than the 16th of Tishrei. So unlike Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, who allow it to be at the end of Sukkot, Rabbi Shimon is insisting it can't be any later than the beginning of Sukkot.
So
according to him, you have to have the Tekufa is going to be it has to be no later than the 16th. So far we had Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. We established that according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, it's fine that the end of Sukkot is in the Tekufa Chadasha. The only machloikas between them is on a one-day matter of whether Yom Tekufa Maschil or Yom Tekufa Goyim. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda would be fine with the Tekufa coming on the 20th of Tishrei. So according to him, in other words, Rosh Hashanah could be on September 7th. Because then the Tekufa will come out 19 days later. Chof Tishrei will be September 26th, will be the day of the Tekufa. Good, that'll be the last day of the previous season. Chof Aleph Tishrei will be the first day of the next season. And we're good. Part of Chol HaMoed Sukkot is in Tekufa Chadasha. Rabbi Yossi is saying Yom Tekufa Maschil. So according to him, in the same scenario, the Tekufa could be a day later. It could be on Chof Aleph. According to him, Rosh Hashanah could be September 6th. And it would be fine. The Tekufa will come out then on... The Tekufa will come out on Chof Aleph, and fine. Then Yom Tekufa Maschil, and according to him, we're good. And you have one day of Sukkot during Tekufas Tishrei.
So the main part from this whole thing is always to have the.
We know that the Yom Tovim have to be in the correct seasons, right?
So it's going to be new. Has to be made in the new season, or
it has to be in the new season because the Pasuk calls it Tekufas Hashanah. Okay. So far we're saying, so again, according to Shmuel, we left Shmuel as a kasha. According to Shmuel, we said that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda are disagreeing about whether it has to be all of Chol HaMoed Sukkot or even part of it.
Right.
Now we're saying, and the Braisa, no, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda both agree, it's fine for only the end of Sukkot to be in Tekufa Chadasha. However, the question is whether Yom Tekufa Maschil or Yom Tekufa Goymer, in short, can the Tekufa be on the 20th, only the latest it can be is the 20th of Tishrei, Chof Tishrei, or can it be even as late as Chof Aleph Tishrei, Hashanah Rabbah? Now we come to Reb Shimon's opinion. Reb Shimon had said af shisha also lifnei achag ma'abrin, even if the season is such that there would be 16 days left of the season until Sukkot, then we have to make a leap year. In other words, it sounds like according to him, if the Tekufa comes out on Tes Zion Tishrei, on the 16th of Tishrei, then already we'd have to make a leap year. So he would be the one who holds that the entire Sukkot, and that the entire Chol HaMoed Sukkot at least, has to be in Tekufa Chadasha.
He holds
like one of the opinions that we said at the top of the Amud, he would hold like Shmuel's version of Rabbi Yehuda. The question is, though, Hainu Tanakama. Isn't he saying basically the same thing as the Tanakama, who the Tanakama had also said, Ein ma'abrinas hashana, elim kein hoisa tekufa chasero, rubo shochodesh, and rubo shochodesh is 16. So Rabbi Shimon is saying exactly the same thing. And the answer is Ikebenau, Yom Tkufa Maschel, Yom Tkufa Gomer, Veloy Masaimi. Again, the Machloikas of Reb Shimon and the Chachamim and the Tanakama is what's the status of the day of the Tkufa itself? Does it count as the last one of the previous season or the first one of the new season? But we can't determine which is which. So in other words, we can't tell from their wording, one of them is going to hold that if the Tekufa is on the 16th itself, then that's fine. And only if it was on the 17th of Tishrei or on, would there be a problem. Meanwhile, according to the other one, we would say the latest it can be is the 15th. And if it's on the 16th, then that's no good and we need a leap year. But we can't tell from the Tanakama and Reb Shimon's words, which one would say which. So we know that there's a difference of one day between them, just like there is between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, but we don't know which one would hold that it's fine for it to be the 16th and which one would hold that the latest it can be is the 15th, and otherwise we have to make a leap year. Okay. Now, the last opinion in the Braisa was Acherim or Mimiotai, that Acherim had said, even if you only have the minority of the month is going to be in the old season, then you have to make a leap year. And that means 14 days. In other words, according to Acherim, it means that if the Tekufa is going to be any time or after the 14th of the month, then we have to make a leap year.
Which means,
in other words, according to him, the entire Yom Tov has to be in the new season, including the first day of Yom Tov. The first day of Yom Tov is the 15th. So the Gemara asks, "My Kosavri? Well, what do the Acherim hold? E Kosavri Yom Tekufa Goimer." If they hold that the day of the Tekufa is considered the last day of the previous month, of the previous season, and v'kula chag be'inan, and they hold the entire Yom Tov, including the actual first day of Yom Tov itself, has to be in the new season. Ha'ika, what's the problem? Now they're saying, the way they're phrasing it makes it sound like if the Tekufa is going to be on the 14th, then we need a leap year. Why? If the Tekufa is on the 14th, definitely the next day, the 15th, is for sure belongs to the new season. Even if we say Yom Tekufa Goymer, then the next day is for sure the first day of the new season. And therefore, the entire Yom Tov is in the new season. What's the problem? The answer is because the Acherim are not referring to Tishrei like most of the Tanoim that we were talking about so far. They're going back to Chodesh Nisan. And they hold, when the Pasuk says, Shomer as Chodesh Aviv, guard the month of Aviv and make sure that Pesach comes out in the right season, they hold, Shomer Aviv Shot Kufa, Shiyahei B'Chodesh Nisan. They hold, it means you have to make sure that the Aviv of Tkufa, meaning the beginning of Tkufas Nisan, the day of the equinox, has to be B'Chodesh Nisan, has to be during the time, during the part of Nisan, when the moon is getting renewed. Now the moon is getting larger and larger the first half of the month. The 14th is the 14th is when it's still growing larger. After that it comes the 15th, it's full, and then it starts shrinking. So therefore, Acherim hold that the Pasuk is telling us that Aviv, namely, the word Aviv again basically means the new ripening grain, but that in turn depends on the equinox. When the equinox is happening, when the Tekufa is beginning, is when the grain can be expected to ripen. So therefore, according to him, the word Aviv also has the meaning of the actual Tekufa, of the spring equinox. So he's holding that you need, that has to be b'chodesh, during the time, during the part of Tishrei, when the moon is being renewed. When the moon is growing larger. So therefore, the moon is waxing. So that would be the first half of the month. So if the Tekufa comes, according to him, on the 15th of Nisan or any later, then no good. It's not a matter of the problem that Pesach is not coming completely in the new season. It is. But the problem is that you don't have the Tekufa happening during the time of the month when the moon is waxing, when the moon is growing larger. Tosfos has some questions about that. For one thing, later in the Masechta, we're going to be talking about the dinim of Kiddush HaChodesh. And Kiddush HaChodesh, in principle, you can do until the 16th of the month, because the 15th, it's still full. Only from the 16th and on does it start getting smaller. So according to Acherim, it should be fine for the Tekufa to be on the 15th. So Tosfos explains that the Acherim are going to hold Yom Tekufa Goymer, and that the Yom Tekufa Goymer, the Tekufa is the last day of the previous season. They're also going to hold that the Chidusha Shalavana is up till the renewal of the moon, means until as long as it's getting larger, which means only until the 15th. On the 15th, it is large, but it's not getting any larger, and therefore they say that's no good. Therefore, according to them, you need a leap year at that point. Okay, so the Gemara asks, Vila Ebre La Adar. So now the Gemara asks, let them make an extra day in Adar, and that will avoid the whole problem. Now, according, now, there's a machlokas we've shown him who this question is on. When we say Vila Ebre La Adar, when we're asking the question that we should make a leap, we should add an extra day to Adar. Is that question only on Acherim? So Rashi learns earlier in the sugya that the question is specifically on Acherim. They're saying that the Tekufa can't be any later than the 14th of Nisan. So what's the problem? Make an extra day of Adar. Then what would have been the 14th of Nisan, what would have been the 15th of Nisan, becomes the 14th instead. And then we're still fine as far as the Tekufa, because the Tekufa comes out then on the day when you still have Chidusha Shalavana. So why does he say that if the Tekufa comes out any later than the 14th, we have to make a leap year? We have that wiggle room of one day. And Rashi explains also that the point of the question is, unlike before we were talking about with Rosh Hashanah, we don't really have that wiggle room because we don't want Rosh Hashanah to fall out on certain days of the week. Now, Pesach, there is also a rule. In our calendar, we have a rule that Pesach can't be on certain days of the week either. Loid Badu Pesach is the rule. The first day Pesach can't be Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. But that's not in and of itself. There wouldn't be a problem with Pesach coming out on those days. The reason why is because the length of the months are fixed in our calendar. And therefore, if Pesach is going to come on Monday, then Rosh Hashanah is going to be on Wednesday, and in turn, Yom Kippur will be on Friday. And if Pesach is on Wednesday, then you're going to have Friday and Sunday, respectively, for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, etc. So because we have a rule when Rosh Hashanah can come out, therefore that imposes a rule when Pesach can come out. But back when they were Mekadesh or Piyot HaYir, they have flexibility over there. They could lengthen or shorten as needed months during the summer in order to make it work out. So they could add an extra day to Adar, and then later on, during in the summer, they'll make one of the months shorter, and therefore they'll be back on track. So that's the Gemara's question, is why don't we do that? Why do Achedim insist that if the Tekufa is any later than the 14th, we have to make a leap year when we have that wiggle room? Tosfos on Amud Aleph, one of the points that Tosfos made on Rashi over there is that the question over here is not just on Rab Meir, on Achedim. The question is on all the Tanurim we mentioned so far. All of them are saying it has to be the 16th, it has to be the 21st, it has to be the whatever. Why don't we have that wiggle room with Adar?
Well, we asked before also that about changing the date.
We talked about changing the date of Rosh Hashanah, and Rashi was explaining you can't really do that because you have the problem of Lo Yadu Rosh. So but you can change the date.
Talk about 29 and 30 also a little bit, no?
Yeah, that's what we're saying. In other words, that the Beis Din has the ability to decide 29 or 30 on a month-by-month basis. So let them make an extra day to Adar. Yes, that'll push Pesach to a day of the week that it's not supposed to be. So what? It's not Pesach itself. We don't really care what day of the week it is. We care about Rosh Hashanah being on a certain day of the week. And by the time it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we'll have plenty of time to work it out.
Let me stop you for a moment.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what you said about Kiddush HaChodesh being later than the 15th?
Kiddush HaChodesh, the latest you can do is the 15th. So, not Kiddush, when I said, did I say Kiddush HaChodesh? I'm sorry. I meant Kiddush Levana. I'm sorry, I meant Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana, the latest it can be. It's Kiddush Levana, the latest it can be. In principle, is the 16th. In practice, it's when it's halfway through the Moilud. So most of the time, that comes out on the 15th of the month. But in principle, it could be as late as the 16th. Sorry, I said Kiddush HaChodesh. I meant Kiddush Levana. Yeah, sorry about that.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay.
What do you mean by that?
Kiddush Levana. I'm talking about that Kiddush Levana can be.
As a result of making the.
It's a result of you can make Kiddush Levana as long as the moon is getting fuller. Yeah. Anyway, Omer of Achba Yaakov, Tana Mila Maila Lamata Kachoshim. The answer is that the Tana is going from above to below. When he's giving the numbers over here, he's saying ad veloy ad bechlal, v'hochi karma, ad mi'ote me'abrin, up to the minority, you make a leap, you have kama mi'ote abo asa yoyim, the minority being 14. In other words, what he's saying is, if the Tekufa is going to come out on, if the Tekufa is going to come out on the 18th of, on the 18th of Nisan, or the 17th, or the 16th, or the 15th, then we have to make a leap year. Once it comes the 14th, then we're good. When he says ad mi'ote shel chodesh, he means, in other words, when you're figuring how many days are left in the Tekufa, in Nisan, up to, but not including 14. Once you have 14 days, then you're good. So in other words, according to Acherim, given that Tekufas Nisan nowadays is March 26th, according to him, it would be fine for a Chodesh Nisan to be as late as March, to be as early as March 13th. Then you have the Tekufa will be March 26th, will be the 14th of Nisan, and he's fine with that. But if you were to have, if a Chodesh Nisan were to have been without a leap year, it would be March 12th or 11th or 10th or whatever, no good, and you have to make a leap year. So when he says up till 14, he means up to, meaning in other words, start counting downward. And when you reach 14, then you're good. So he's saying, therefore, that in other words, it could be, yes, you could conceivably make, you could conceivably make Adar 30 days and it would work. That's why he's saying 14, you're still fine, because then you have that flexibility. You make Adar an extra day and it'll come out on the 14th. But if it were to come out the 15th or later, then it's no good, because like he's saying, you have to have the entire Pesach has to be in the new season. Or not the entire, it has to be rather in the time when the moon is getting larger, which is going to be up to including the 14th, yeah. Ravina says another answer is, Ravina says that Acherim are in fact referring not to Nisan, but rather to Tishrei. For Kasavri Acherim, Kula Chag Be'inan, the Acherim hold that the entire Sukkot has to be in the new season. The Yomtiv, so it has to, the entire thing has to be the entire in the new season, the Yomtiv Rishon, including the first day Sukkot. The Gemara says, "What do you mean, Yom Tov Rishon? Chag Ha'Osif Ksiv." The pasuk is saying the Yom Tov of ingathering. So, like we were saying before, in other words, the point is, you know, it's Chol HaMoed when you could conceivably be gathering in your grain. And the answer is Chag HaBob is Man Asifa. Acherim hold it doesn't mean the time when you could actually be gathering in the grain; rather, it means the time when the Yom Tov that's associated with the gathering of grain, when during Chol HaMoed you would be able to gather in your grain. But in fact, as long as any part of that Yom Tov, according to Acherim, would be during the old season, then that's no good. That is why, now again, when it comes to Tishrei, we don't have that wiggle room. We can't add an extra day to Elul, because it'll throw everything out of whack, because then Rosh Hashanah will come out on a day that we don't want it to come out on. Therefore, according to them, you have to have the latest that Tkufa can be is the 14th of Tishrei. If it's going to be the 15th or later, that's no good. Then you have, it's not a matter, in other words, according to Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak, the Acherim, we're talking about Nis, and they were insisting that the Tkufa has to be during Chidusha Shalavana. Now we're saying that no, they're focusing, Acherim are talking about Tishrei, and they're saying the entire Yom Tov has to be in the new Tkufa. Has to be in the new Tkufa, and therefore the latest that it can be is the 14th of, and therefore the latest it can be is the 14th of Tishrei.
13 would be okay also.
13 would be okay also. 12 would be okay also. But if it's the 15th or later, then that's no good, and we have to make a leap year.
Once the 14th, then you don't have the new Tkufa.
So that according to him, then you have, in other words, according to this last answer, according to Ravina's answer, Acherim don't care about where the Tkufa comes relative to Pesach. What they care about is where the Tkufa comes out relative to Sukkot. And therefore, so if it comes out, as long as it comes out before Sukkot, then Acherim are fine with it. So now, how we have it in our calendar nowadays, we have the latest that Tkufa can be, according to Rav Ada, is actually the 16th of Nisan. It can come out on the, there's also a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which is relevant to this, which says that if you find the Tkufa is going to be any later than the 16th of Nisan, then you have to declare a leap year. It actually comes out, according to our calendar nowadays, the Tkufa can be in some years as late as the 16th of Nisan, and that would be but we also have, when it comes to Tishrei, sometimes it can even be actually on the 22nd of Tishrei. Now, in all the opinions over here, we were saying on the face of it, the latest is the 21st. So how does that work? So there are a lot of different opinions about it. It's noteworthy when the Rambam brings these halachas, he focuses only on Nisan. He doesn't even mention the whole point about Tishrei. Here we've just been discussing in the whole sugya over here about where Sukkot has to be relative to the Tkufa, and the Rambam doesn't even mention that point. So a number of the Mefoshim discuss why. The Or Sameach and the Rambam wants to say that maybe the Rambam did discuss it, but it was left out of the manuscripts by mistake. The Or HaChloner says that Rambam figures, since nowadays the lengths of the months are fixed, then once we describe it as far as Nisan, then automatically we know what it's going to be as far as Tishrei. But another possibility is that when we're talking about over here, the 21st or the 16th and all these things, we mean from the Molad, not the day of the month, but counting from the Molad. And therefore, sometimes you can have the 22nd of Tishrei can be, it's only 21 days since the Molad can be on Rosh Hashanah itself. So therefore, it's an answer. It's interesting, actually. So back every 19 years, we have seven leap years. And in particular, we have, when it comes to the eighth year of a Machzor Katan, we have a leap year, and Pesach and all the Yom Tovim come extremely late in the secular year. This year is just past an eighth year. And we see, for example, look how late in the secular year Hanukkah is, you know, usually Hanukkah is sometime in late November or early December, and here it's at the end of December and even running into January. So back in Tufshin Mem Vov, when there was the same kind of thing, there was a professor in Eretz Yisrael named Yaakov Levinger, published a whole essay on this, dealing with all of this Gemara and with all the various things in great detail and explaining why the calendar is set up the way he is. And this is one of the answers that he gives over there, is that we can work based on the Moilad, and therefore it works out. So one possibility is, of course, the halacha is not like any of the opinions that we're saying over here. Rather, we focus on Pesach, and as long as the Tekufa is on the 16th of Nisan or later or earlier, then we're fine. We ignore how it is with Sukkos altogether. But another possibility is that when we say it can be as late as the 21st of Tishrei, we don't actually mean the calendar date, the 21st. We mean 21 days since the Moilad, and that also works out in the structure of our calendar. So it comes out over here. Yeah, it comes out that all of the Gemara over here is very negeil halacha as far as how the calendar is actually structured and when we declare leap years. And yeah. Okay.